From a galaxy not too far from here, I'm Andrew DiMilanta.
And I'm Nikki DiMilanta.
And we're going rogue on our weekly Star Wars podcast. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
You're good. Thank you for joining us and closing out your week with talking Star Wars. And really the biggest thing that I think we all are talking about right now is...
how we should be in Anaheim right now.
Yes. How we all should be in Anaheim celebrating Star Wars at...
Celebration.
Star Wars, at Star Wars Celebration. But thank you, COVID.
Yeah, thanks.
For a number of things, but...
there's so many things to thank and people. But here we are.
Here we are, that COVID just affected everything, and of course it canceled Star Wars Celebration. And it just sucks, as we were looking forward to it, because we've been to the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic is that, you know, what we would like to, well, like just Celebration, like some of our fondest memories about it, what we were looking forward to seeing at this. Let's just start there. We've been to the last two. The first one we went to was the one that was here in Orlando.
Yeah.
And that was an experience. Because we had never been to a con of that magnitude.
No. I think we had like popped into a Comic-Con that was also in the same place one year.
It was in we went to MegaCon.
Potato, potato. It was a convention. So we went to that and it was... It was all right. We didn't really do much.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we went. But yeah, Star Wars Celebration was an experience.
Yeah.
We learned some lessons.
Yeah, there was... I remember one time I was like, oh, I'm getting to a panel. And I think we've talked about this before, that we're trying to get into the Dave Filoni panel. And we're like idiots. We stood in line for like...
A while.
More than like 20 minutes, I believe. Around 20 minutes. And then people were like, yeah, man, I want to get in here. Where's your bands? I'm like, bands?
What are bands?
What? You needed wristbands? Like, yeah, all of us stayed overnight.
You mean this isn't the line just to get in?
It's like, no, this is the line for the people that stayed overnight in another line to get wristbands to be able to sit down into this one.
Nope, didn't do that.
Nope.
So I guess we're not getting in.
Yeah, and just like we're on that topic, like I'm glad they got rid of that system, because... I remember talking to Alex Damon of Star Wars Explained and Molly Damon about how they spent all night in a line. I can't remember what panel they tried to get into, but somebody skipped them in line, and they ended up not getting into it because it's like, oh my god, that's crazy. Because it was just hard to keep track of all the lines going on, and people ended up cutting, and people that cut got in, and so many other people got left out that were there all night.
Oh, no.
And these people cut in line, and they got there like in the morning, and it's like, oof.
No.
Yeah. I'm glad they went away from that, because I think for the next one in Chicago, they went with that lottery system, which I was a complete fan of.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the app, because I was able to look up what panels I was able to go to. You can schedule things out, and it was fun, because I got into a couple things last time that I would have had to guaranteed wait all day in.
Probably.
Yeah, because I remember in Orlando, at one point you're like, I'm going home. And like, I got into three other like smaller panels, and you're like, hey, how you doing? I texted you a picture. I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Sitting in line is my life right now.
That was the really convenient thing about our first celebration being in Orlando, was that I was just kind of, he wanted to get into all these panels. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, I don't have any stake in this. I didn't have an interest in like staying in a book panel if I haven't read that book, mm-hmm. or if I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. And why am I going to take a seat for somebody that wants it? So it was so super convenient to be like, I'm going to go home. text me when you're done and I'll come pick you up. So that was pretty cool about it being in Orlando the first year when we were still learning the ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one panel I got into, it was crazy because the panel for like all the authors, like Timothy Zahn was there and a whole bunch of other ones. That was the most notable one. And the first Thrawn novel, the first canon Thrawn novel had just dropped like a week before or something. And he was giving away a free signed copy, and they had pinned, like they taped a one of his cards at the bottom of everybody's chair.
Oh.
And I was one off. I was like, get out of here. Like, come on.
That was the Orlando year?
That was the Orlando year.
Oh, man. If I had gone with you, maybe I would have been in that chair.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn it. I didn't know that. Yeah. Maybe I should have taken that seat from that person.
I had already listened to the novel already, so I was like, yeah, I don't really need it. But to have it being signed by Tim Tizan would have been awesome. It would probably be on the display case right here. I'm like, oh man, that'd be awesome. But I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But that's just like the smaller panels I like because the bigger panels just almost slim to none you'll be able to get into.
Yeah.
With the lottery system, it was a little bit more, there was a chance that you can do it. And then there's other rooms where they was just a big room of people streaming it on a big screen.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, because the last couple two we had to watch the teaser trailers for Rise of Skywalker and Last Jedi. We had to watch it in like in the hallway or something.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been cool.
Yeah.
To see it on a big screen with a big old group
of fans, like, cause the energy, like we say it all the time, there's nothing like Celebration. The energy there is just so great. Cause I haven't met a negative fan at a Celebration ever,
except for those line skippers. But no, yeah. Apart from that, I haven't run into anybody. Mm-hmm. Like you always see these toxic people online,
mm-hmm.
and you know, knock on wood. Have not yet had a negative experience with somebody at Celebration. Mm-hmm. Everyone seems very welcoming and and nice and positive. So, yeah.
And there's certain things that we would do at Celebrations that we normally wouldn't do on the real world. I remember when we were at Chicago's, we were sitting outside the hall watching the trailer, watching it being streamed on my tablet. And this one girl walks up to us. She was from like Russia or something.
Something like that.
And she was like, hey, my phone just died. You mind if I watch a stream? And you're like, yeah, sure, why not?
So we're like huddled together with this girl. The three of us around this tablet. And then like the trailer for, was it Last Jedi?
It was The Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker. And so here we are with this girl we've never met. And I'm not even sure that she really spoke a lot of English.
Yeah.
But she's just sitting there with us and we're like, oh my God, did you see that? And she's like, was that Palpatine's laugh? It was just... I mean, we would probably never do that anywhere else, but it's just fun, the feeling of inclusiveness and camaraderie with all the shared interests.
Yeah, it doesn't, because like we went to MegaCon, like there was a Star Wars section, but like you had to walk through certain things, and like there's certain things that we saw. Like we saw a couple Deadpools, a bunch of comic book people, but then there's some other couple things where like, I'm not familiar with that. And so it's kind of like you everywhere you look is like something different. You might not have an interest in it, but in Celebration, you look everywhere you look, it's like, oh man, I like that. And like, this is this common interest that we all share, and I love being in that atmosphere. And even walking through the main floor and just like the vendors, I almost got a tattoo to add on to the one I have right now.
You got real close.
Got real close, but then I was like, eh.
I don't need to pay twice the amount for a tattoo. It was
probably triple the amount. The amount that I want, I probably would have ended up paying like $200 for a $50 tattoo.
I mean, it would be a cool keepsake, but
yeah. And speaking of keepsakes, the one thing I have not done yet is visit the exclusive Celebration store, because there's that one Lando Calrissian like party shirt that Alex got, and I was like, ah, that's really fun. It's a fun shirt, but I want that experience. I just never got around to it because the line, again, lines at these things are, I don't think I have the patience for.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the things where like the lottery system really didn't come into effect. It's like you either get in or you don't.
Yeah.
And but it's interesting for this year is that the exclusive store is available to everybody.
Okay.
Not just people that bought tickets. Although I think the people that bought tickets, I actually got an email about it, that like we get a special day or two just to buy whatever, and then it's open to the public the day after. So it should be going live tomorrow. Or today, as of if you're watching
them. Oh, this year, not like 2022?
No, this year.
Oh, you get to virtually
shop. Because like there's exclusive 2020 stuff that they had already made up and printed out. And they were getting ready to release it, but they just can't because COVID. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
But so people that bought tickets get exclusive first dibs on everything. So if it gets sold out, it gets sold out. But after that, it gets released to the public. So that's something.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. They would have made 2020 exclusive stuff. So yeah, they're going to want to make money off of that.
Yeah, there's like a Mandalorian Anaheim 2020 shirt. There's a couple other things. I'm not going to buy anything because, you know.
There's a chance you will.
There's a chance I will. I'll browse, but I don't think I'll end up. I always think, yeah, maybe I'll buy something this year. And it's like the thing that I want.
It's like $1 million.
It's just too expensive. I don't have the space anymore. Like, I think I'm cool. If I'm going to get something new, I need to get rid of something.
Yes, agreed.
Because I could easily fill this entire room with stuff like knickknacks. I can easily do that if I had one, the money, and two, just not the self-control for it.
I don't do knickknacks that much.
I'm a sucker for trophies, not trophies, statues, models, obviously. I love buying those, but like
what we need for this room is a bookcase exclusively for all this stuff, so that we can get it out of the way and get it onto a display.
Yeah, but like I was so bummed when they canceled it because we were so looking forward to this.
I was very much looking forward to it. I would have not had to go into work today or tomorrow. And
the entire weekend booked.
The entire weekend, I had high hopes for what I was gonna do.
Wink, wink.
I had high hopes for what I was gonna do during celebration.
Just the first day. You have to get it done on the first day. You can't do it on one of the hot days.
No, but I had plans, and I was gonna relax and chill and just vibe with everybody at celebration, but. Thanks, COVID. So, so glad I get to keep those two vacation days in my bank.
I think it's going back to Anaheim. Hopefully. I think it might go back to Anaheim in 2022.
I mean, it'd be cool if it came back to Orlando, but I mean, whatever. I still want to go.
But let's rewind a bit and go over the past two celebrations that we've been at. What are some of the memories that you just have fond memories of?
I more so have memories from Chicago because the Orlando one, honestly, I hadn't really gotten that deep into Star Wars yet. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of there because I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go.
What else am I doing? Supporting your husband.
So, I remember the first, Orlando was the first celebration for us. When we went to Orlando, it was fun because we got to meet some people that we had never met before. Mm-hmm. We got to, meet and hang out with Chris Hartwell, talk to him. That was a lot of fun. That's right.
That was the first time we ever met Hartwell in person.
Yeah.
And he was super tall.
Yeah. Super, and super duper nice. Tall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
And it was the first time we ever got to meet a lot of Schmodown people. Mm-hmm. And so we met Christian and Mark and Ken and a whole bunch of other. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Johns,
yeah.
I remember being super nervous taking a picture of Jeremy Johns because out of everybody, I was like, oh man, I was excited. And this is when Schmodown wasn't as big as it is now. It was in its beginning years. But again, I was super into movies. I had my own. I was reviewing movies on this channel at one point, and I was huge. Jeremy Johns was the first person I ever subscribed to in the in the space. And I remember taking a picture of all the Schmoes Knows guys, and then Jeremy Johns. I'm like, I'm actually shaking. I'm like, it's Jeremy Johns. and I remember tweeting out, this is it's sad when meeting these people is the highlight of celebration for me right now.
We actually still have the lanyard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's over there.
We have the lanyard that you would wear your pass on. And I don't know why. I just told Andrew, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool? Because it's this flat, wide, brown lanyard.
It's supposed to be the metal from A New Hope.
Yes. And I was like, hey, just let's grab a Sharpie. And then anybody you meet that you like that's in this space, have them sign it. Yeah. So now he's got this lanyard hanging over there, and it's probably got a bunch of Schmodown people that signed it. Mm-hmm. So that's fun.
And Jeremy Johns is, I can see Jeremy Johns' signature from all the way over here. And
can't.
And it's funny too, because I got Johns' signature and Harloff was signing. He's like, oh, is that Johns' signature taking up half of your lanyard? I was like, yep. Yep.
And I also, it's stuck out to me because it's stupid, but I don't remember exactly when the game came out, but Andrew and I and a group of a subset of our friends, we online game with each other a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ways that we keep in touch normally, but especially now with not seeing anybody in real life. So we got really into and still are into this game called Overwatch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was recently come out at that time.
Right. It was newer.
It was newer, obviously, than it is now.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing some people that had done mashups of Somebody was like a Han Solo, McCree, and McCree is a character from Overwatch. Somebody did like a mashup of Han Solo and McCree. And McCree's supposed to be like this Wild West gunslinger type character. And there was somebody else who was like a Tracer mixed with...
A Rebel Pilot.
A Rebel Pilot. Yeah, so... And so, yeah, that, I thought that was pretty fun to see people taking such creative liberties with their cosplay.
Yeah, we ended up interviewing one that did the mashup with a Widowmaker and a Twi'lek.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I should watch that video.
Yeah.
I think we have a highlight video on Andrew's YouTube of our experience.
Yeah, it's on this channel.
Oh, this channel.
So go back and hunt that down. Actually, search it in our YouTube channel, and it's a Celebration Orlando recap. I think we have like 3 videos because I did a video for each day.
Uh-huh.
And one of the days we just walked the floor and interviewed cosplayers.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. But before, I think one of the highlights for Orlando for me was obviously just meeting everybody in the space. Yeah. That was great. Because it was our first celebration. We had no idea what we were doing.
Not at all.
I remember being turned away from the Schmodown panel.
Yep.
The debut of the Star Wars division.
We were there. We just weren't there.
And we said it before, it's crazy how where I am in the Schmodown right now, and you think back 3-4 years now, and I couldn't even get into the panel.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, and I remember, cool, Chris Hartwell, I'm so happy for you getting in because you know people.
That's
cool.
Right. I was just about to say that because I was like, yeah, I'll see you at the Schmodown panel, right? And I get there, I was like, oh, man, they're not letting anybody in anymore because there's too many people. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. And then he tweets out, it's like, oh, let's get ready to Schmodown. And he took a selfie in front of the stage. I'm like,
you,
how did you get in? And he's like, I know a few people. I'm like, of course you do. I'm
like, oh, of course you do. Good for you.
Same for Alex. Got in because he knew Ken at that time.
Well, guess what? Now we do too. Yeah. So,
and another highlight of mine was I got to interview Perry Nemiroff and Mark
Ellis.
He was super cool about it.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I know you're probably busy. Like, yeah, I got time. And he was awesome. And again, it's crazy how far we've come to where now we all know each other on a first name basis now.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal.
It's pretty surreal. But fast forwarding to Chicago, this is the one I think we have more fond memories from.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. It was, and obviously Schmodown has a big presence in Celebration for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to really integrate into the group in the Chicago Celebration.
Yeah.
Shout out to John and Kristen Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Because, man, they were.
Yeah.
They were our gateway drug into hanging out with Schmodown people.
Yeah, into the Schmodown community. Because I'm pretty sure if we didn't get the in with them, we probably wouldn't have been backstage during the live event. We probably wouldn't have been.
Not at that celebration.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be, because everybody went out afterwards. Mm-hmm. We got invited to that lunch after my match. I was like, there's no way we get invited to that without Kristen and John.
We got to go and have like real Chicago pizza at Jay Washington's recommendation. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Chicago Celebration was a really cool time.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and it's really not any different than the Orlando one. I have a feeling that a lot of the Celebration, a lot of the sites are similar, but I don't know. The feeling just, it was different.
I think it was because we're away from home.
Yeah.
And it was because like, it was hard to like think like we're on vacation and home we're going. Because I took vacation hours to go to Celebration.
I think I did too. And I got made fun of it. Yeah. Made fun of for it at work. So that's cool. Whatever.
Haters.
I am 10 times cooler than you probably ever will be.
Yeah. And it was just weird. Because like, oh yeah, we're celebrating and we're at home. But I think the fact that Chicago sticks out to us because like we had to fly to Chicago, we had to get a hotel, and like we're 100% on vacation at that time. And obviously Schmodown had a huge like piece of that because that was my highlight of Chicago's debuting in the Star Wars division and getting to know a whole bunch of other people in the space and vibing with and just talking Star Wars with everybody. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Any other thing from Chicago? Because like that's pretty much the entire thing. Is just like Chicago is basically the reason we went was for.
Yeah, we were not planning on going to that because we had.
We had our daughter.
Our daughter was like, when was it? October.
Mm-hmm. She just it's like 6 months after she was born or something like that.
No. If it was October.
Mm-hmm. She was 3 months.
No. She had to have been. It was the same year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was born in July, and it was in October, so she was pretty new. I didn't realize she was that new. Wow. But thank God for grandparents babysitting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, it was cool because it was a getaway for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the other things that stuck with me was seeing and hearing people come out of the initial viewing of the trailer for The Last Jedi.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And hearing Luke say it's right. time.
No, that was Orlando was Last Jedi. Chicago was Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, well then going back to Orlando, I remember when everyone was watching the first trailer for The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. and I just remember hearing people talk about the first time they heard Luke's voice say it's time for the Jedi to end. And it was like,
what?
So that's one of the exciting things that happens to Celebration is you see a trailer, you see some new footage, and then people are just abuzz and with all these theories. And I'm sure the same thing happened with The Rise of Skywalker. We hear Palpatine's laugh, and it's like, what?
I think
is
everybody,
he back?
Yeah. I think everybody was mostly talking about the title because they had not revealed the title up until the teaser dropped. And I was like, Rise of Skywalker? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Is Luke coming back?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sort of. But, you know. But, yeah, like... There's so much to do at Celebration. I think, again, half of my excitement because, again, going back to the story of how we were going to Chicago was we weren't going initially.
No, we had a newborn.
Yeah, and because like, oh, well, we can't go because, you know, newborn. And the day that the tickets went on sale, they sold out in an hour. I was like, well, we're really not going now.
Well, I guess, whoops, we missed that one.
And then like a random Saturday night, we were on a LAN party with our buddies.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, we're nerds and geeks.
And I don't even give a because it's fun and
it's
we
fun.
Have fun
it's
and
fun.
We're fun.
We'll all get our computers to one room at somebody's house and play games all night.
Hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen for another long time.
But I remember just sitting there. We're in the middle of our break. We're between matches of Overwatch. And I get a DM from Christian Harloff. It's like, hey, man, you going to Celebration? I'm like... No.
What?
No. It's like, yeah, we need somebody for a Fatal 5-Way for the Star Wars match. I was like,
well, I don't have tickets, bro.
I don't have tickets. It's like, I got it. Don't worry about it. It's like, well, I guess we're going to Celebration now. So it was an awesome plus.
Heck yeah. Christian's the man.
And thank you again to Christian Harloff for making that happen because guaranteed he doesn't make that happen. I'm probably not debuting in the Star Wars division until probably
this year. Yeah.
So...
pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy. And just to see how much, how far we've come. It's really cool. But as far as Celebration this year, there's just so many things I was looking forward to.
Me too.
Other than just getting out, heading back and seeing, because if we had gone to Anaheim, obviously we'd probably be hanging out with the same circle of people that we met there because now we're stomping around in their hometown.
Yeah. And we might be meeting more people because there's so many people. I know this is our Star Wars show, not a Schmodown show.
Yeah.
But the two go hand in hand with Celebration as far as
that we go.
We're concerned.
Yeah.
But there's still so many people that we know in the Schmodown world.
Mm-hmm.
And it also intersects with the Star Wars world that we've only ever interacted with digitally and we haven't even met them in person yet, even though it feels like we've known them for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking forward to maybe meeting some of those people in person and giving them a hug. Wow, what a crazy notion.
but that was
another big thing I was looking forward to.
I think it would have been great to spend more time with, like, because we interviewed him on this show, Joseph Scrimshaw.
Get
to meet him in person a second time and actually sit down with a beer and talk Star Wars for 3 hours or spend more time with Alex and Molly of Star Wars Explained and get to talk with them more. You know, talk to Harloff about Star Wars. I still haven't talked to Christian Harloff about Star Wars.
Well, yeah, every function we see him at, he's Mr. Chairman and he's running around like a crazy person.
I would just, Ken Knapsack, we probably would have met with him and talked Star Wars because... You know, we had him on the show, but he seemed very busy and like just being in a relaxed environment like Celebration would have been so cool. So that was one of the things I was really looking forward to. Obviously, all the stuff that should have been dropping, the Mandalorian trailers and really trying my hand at getting into one of the bigger panels.
Yeah.
I want to say there was probably going to be Obi-Wan stuff coming out. And I'm so excited for that. And just this whole COVID business just sucks. That we're not there.
Sucks a lot.
Yeah.
sucks a lot. Like, yeah, I was looking forward to a number of things. Because one of the things I did last time in Chicago, I think you were in a panel that I didn't go to.
It was probably another book panel.
Yeah, it was some kind of book panel. And I've never read a Star Wars book. Not that I'm like, oh, what a loser. It's just I haven't.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't want to take a seat from somebody who really wants to be there. And I was like, go to your panel. You're fine. And what I did was I just found a spot in the main hall. And I just sat down against the wall. And I just people watched. And it was great. I watched people in their costumes walking by. There were some people that I would like say stuff to like, hey, man, that's a sick costume. Or wow. Oh, poor Gullet. Like, you know, it was so much fun to just sit and people watch and interact with people and have them just be so welcoming. And so the other thing that I love about, because, you know, we went to that one MegaCon or whatever, and it's like, yeah, you see people walking around and it's like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, you look cool, but I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really fun to go to Celebration and you can dress up as the most obscure character or thing. And people will be like, yes, awesome. Like that person, Boar Gullet, walking around.
He was Bodhi Rook.
It was Bodhi Rook with a Boar Gullet on.
Yeah, it was somebody behind him had like a puppet of a Boar Gullet on him, and he was like,
I mean, you walk around MegaCon or Comic Con with that, and it's gonna be like, what? And like at one point, there was a stampede of those X-Wing pilots with the ice cream.
No, you're thinking of Wilro Hood. He's not an X-Wing pilot. He's a citizen of Cloud City.
Whatever. The guy that has the ice cream maker. There was like a stampede of him running around.
And hood.
Anywhere else, it would be like, what are you doing and what are you holding? Like, I just think it's so cool that you could pick one stupid side character in the background of a scene, and you guarantee there's going to be some group of people that's like, yes, love it. And they'll name it. I love it's so much fun.
That was something I was looking forward to because I wanted to like actually get back into interviewing cosplayers about because like the amount of time that goes into that.
Yeah, there's a sense of pride. Yeah. I think that when we did interview the cosplayers, they genuinely seemed to like doing it because why wouldn't they want to? If you spend hours,
days, and weeks, and months,
maybe even years making this costume, you're gonna want to gush about it. So that was a lot of fun to let them do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I probably would have because I have my Resistance pilot cosplay outfit. Maybe I stomp around the floor in that maybe for a day or two because
gets hot.
It gets hot. But like, I would like to update that costume and because like the helmet's right down here.
It is.
Let me take the visor out because the visor's not locked in. But yeah, I have the Poe Dameron helmet that I bought. It's a kit that I made, and I take pride in because I put it together myself.
Yeah. There's a lot of pride in doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I wanted to update it and update the suit and stomp around Celebration, but we can't do that now. And by the time another one comes around,
it's 2 years from now. Yeah.
So.
Ugh.
I hate to keep bringing up the Schmodown on our Star Wars show, but. If Celebration does go on, maybe that's my only match of the year, or maybe it's one of two matches that I do that year or three. So, there's blessing in disguise. You know, for those of you who follow this run, and probably all of you follow us, but like I really wanted that, you know, going to another five way or live audience type of thing. That would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, well, here's the 2022.
Here's 2022.
Yeah. another, blessing this, guys. By the time 2022 comes around, maybe our daughter's old enough to come with us.
Maybe. You dress her up like a little Rey. Mm. I think that'd be very cute. Put her hair up in those little tri-buns.
Oh. Make my heart grow and melt.
Be so cute.
It'd be so cute. Hopefully she's into Star Wars.
Hopefully.
But anything else that you would like?
I want her to be Rey, and I want to be Unkar Plutt.
Quiet girl.
I think that'd be funny.
Oh, that'd be really cute.
And then when she gets hungry, I'll go, here, take your portions.
Oh, man. Yeah, but yeah, if for those of you who have not been to a Celebration,
I highly recommend.
Start saving because it's not going to be for a while, and
yeah.
I was wondering, like, what, maybe they were going to surprise us with a digital celebration.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen, to my knowledge. As of this recording, they hadn't announced anything like that, because when they did it in London after Orlando, the year after Orlando, they did it in London, and like, it's like, well, I can't go to London. Oh, man.
I'd love to,
but you know, I just don't have the means or the time to do it. And they streamed everything. They usually stream everything anyways, but I watched it digitally. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And it's still fun. And the panel that I enjoyed most was Mark Hamill telling stories for an hour on stage, just him and a microphone.
Yep.
And it was awesome. So if they could have done something like that, maybe hold like a Zoom panel just to give us the news straight from like the creators and the cast members' mouths, that would have been fun.
They just want to hold on to stuff.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, they could have made money.
Maybe by the time that we get off of this, they're like, oh, Mandalorian trailer dropped. Because a lot of people were expecting it last week or this week, because, you know, right now is when we'd be hearing about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, alas, no celebration, no news as of yet. But here's to 2022. And if you start saving, if you want to go be at a place with like minds, just a positive attitude about Star Wars, mm-hmm. a great space to be in, just to talk to random people. There's no other place to do that but Star Wars, because guaranteed you're going to agree on most things.
Yeah.
And most things.
If you want to get weird and dress up. There's going to be somebody there that's going to appreciate whatever you do.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to know what you're doing. And I think that that's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, I know that there's like fun after parties if you're into that kind of scene.
Yeah,
I know
right.
The 501st has like some raging raucous party that mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to. I'm not paying $20 a drink. So,
well, I mean, you have to get tickets to get it for it.
Yeah,
I think it's like
very
$50 of tickets or something.
I'm not.
Like,
I'm past the days of cover charges. I don't pay cover charges. So, you know, have fun at your 501st party. But if you're into that and you're cool with paying a, you know, cover charge, yeah. then that's another fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go hard and you want to cosplay, you mm-hmm. want to party, there's a crowd there for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you just want to go and people watch and just, you know, sit there and eat a pretzel while you watch everybody else go hard, you can do that too.
Go to the main floor, just buy a bunch of merch from sellers.
Getting
for those old like action figure pieces or just one small piece that you've been looking for your entire life. Go and do it, because there's every level of Star Wars fan there, from new to lifelong. It's a great time, and again, it just sucks that we're not there.
Yeah, could have been there right now.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, no, we'd be there right now.
Well, no, we'd be there, but our time, it would probably be closed by now at night. But
no, it's in California, so it's like...
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Our time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyways, so we'll go ahead and end the show here. Nikki DiMolanto, where can they find you online?
I'm on Twitter at Dimmy, DimmMMYYY.
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch, Drew DiMolanta, DimAlanta. If they're watching this on YouTube.
You can like and comment and subscribe, and then hit the bell icon over there in that corner, and you'll get notified when we do things on YouTube.
If you're listening to us on the Beyond the Sprodon podcast feed, go ahead and rate us, please. Helps the show tremendously. And if you want to help support this channel and this show, other than liking, commenting, subscribing, head on over to patreon.com/AndrewAndNikki. Become a member of the squadron. Thank you to our squadron captains, Tamar Butter, Fierce Mathana, Josh Estes, and B-Dor, our squadron captains. Thank you so much for your continued support. And with that, we will end the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Going Rogue. May the Force be with you. Always.